This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is California Republican Congressman Brian Bilbray, who represents his state's 50th congressional district. His district also is very close to the Mexican border, and he is the chairman of the House Immigration Reform Caucus. We want to get his thoughts on Democratic congressional leaders very much planning to bring up the DREAM Act during the lame duck session in the final weeks of the current Congress. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Great to be here with you, Greg.
Well, the DREAM Act, and we've talked about this before, but essentially would allow taxpayer dollars to be spent on college scholarships for illegals who are children of illegals. But if they go to college or join the military, they would get that assistance from the government and the taxpayers and earn their way into legalization and eventually citizenship. First of all, explain where you stand on this issue and why.
Well, look, as somebody spends most of his casual time south of the border, this is absolutely the wrong time with the wrong message. I mean, we keep talking about the fact that Congress and Washington keep sending the wrong message around the world that we're going to reward illegal immigration. And, you know, that causes more people to try to enter this country illegally and to die than we're, you know, each year we lose people dying along the border in hundreds. And this is just a kind of mixed message that everybody will say, well, we sent the wrong message and it caused people to come here illegally. So now we're going to be going to have to accommodate the next wave of illegal immigration. And, you know, you're not going to be able to build a fence tall enough to stop illegal immigration if you keep advertising that you're going to reward those who come here illegally. And the DREAM Act is exactly that kind of mixed message. We got to stop.
The proponents of the DREAM Act argue that you're basically punishing the children for the sins of the parents here. What is the right way to deal with these kids who happen to be born here, but their legal status is still not legal?
Well, wait a minute. They weren't born here, and the fact is, it's not punishing the children. It's not rewarding them for the crimes of their parents. I mean, you don't allow somebody, a child, to keep something that their parents had taken illegally. And the fact is that there are thousands of children that would love to legally immigrate into the United States who are waiting patiently to play by the rules. They're not being offered this proposal. And this is that kind of mixed message where they're saying, well, we just have a lobbying group that's pressuring us for this group. We don't care about all those, you know, millions of people who are playing by the rules, waiting patiently to respect the American rule of law. We've got to accommodate those. And the trouble is this, again, this obsession with accommodating those who are illegally in the country as if they should have priority. And the fact is, you got to remember, at the same time this is happening, you got states like California, which do not have, you know, just in the recent years, did not have room to allow people to transfer into public colleges. My daughter was one of those. And, you know, just got to understand that you can't accommodate people that are breaking the law and expect them to learn that the basis of American society is a rule of law.
We're talking with California Congressman Brian Bilbray. And Congressman, the Democrats have had the opportunities to bring this up for 2 years now. It took a backseat to everything from the stimulus to health care to financial reform, cap and trade, and so forth. Why do you think they're all so focused and interested in bringing this up in the last couple of weeks here?
Well, it just shows you it's such a cynical thing that it wasn't good enough to do before the voters voted, and now they want to try to slip it through now because they know how the voters feel about this issue, and they want to try to shove it through as a way of sort of trying to develop a whole new political agenda. The trouble is, again, anybody who supports this agenda needs to come down to the border where I grew up. I grew up with two houses between my border, and come recover their bodies like I've had to do. That if Harry Reid, who's actually a family friend, had ever had to see the carnage and the death along the border that is caused by people like Mr. Reid and senators and congressmen who are talking about rewarding illegal immigration, come down and recover the bodies. See the price of your political gamesmanship. This isn't just about people going to school. This is about the whole concept of sending the message around the world. If you want to come to America, come here the right way. We take more legal immigration than all the rest of the world combined. Legal immigration is totally different than illegal immigration, and they've just got to understand that message got to be maintained. And people are not only going to learn to break the law, they're going to learn to be dying along the border when people are talking about rewarding people for being illegal. And the DREAM Act is another amnesty proposal that the American people have said not just no, but hell no.
What is your expectation if this does come to the floor? Do the Democrats have the votes to get this done, or can you block it?
I would have to hope that we've got a lot enough of the Democrats who know that they're going home, either voted out or retired, and understand they need to face their neighbors. And how are they going to explain to their neighbors that they sold out and basically voted in a way that they would not want to face the voters before the election? Why would they do it now? So I'm very concerned about this. This is one of those things that they'll say, well, now that we've accommodated these children of illegal aliens, you've got to accommodate the parents, because you're going to be breaking up the family. In fact, this law specifically says that family unification is the goal, which means they're not just talking about those who are 35 years old who claim to have come into the country previous years. You got to understand, they're undocumented. There's no way to document. All of these conditions they're talking about are not enforceable, because you're working with a population that does that by their own admission. It do not have documentation to prove it. So I just think that we've just got to recognize that this is a very dangerous road we're going down, that we've tried amnesty before, and it was not just a failure. It was the biggest mistake we made in immigration law. If we just go down and stop talking about accommodating and rewarding people who are here illegally and start cracking down on the real source of the problem, and that's the employers who are profiteering, then we can start talking about this. So I hope that Harry Reid, the president, the Democrats, take the president's words of saying, let's work together on the things we can agree on. I think the one thing we can agree on, that everybody should be verified before they're hired. We should go to E-Verify, and we should stop rewarding businesses that are hiring the illegals with tax deductions. Those are something that Democrats and Republicans can work on, not sending the word around the world that our policy is to reward illegal immigration.
Congressman, both parties, of course, have talked about the need for fiscal discipline. In fact, it was a pivotal plank in the Republicans regaining the majority in the House. So when we're trying to find ways to cut money, how much additional spending could passage of this legislation bring upon the taxpayers?
This would be the largest earmark in the history of the country. They don't understand that you start giving people, first of all, college tuition, in-state tuition, you're rewarding them for being here. You now make them qualify for all the public assistance that they are now not supposed to be taking because they're illegally in the country. This is the biggest earmark we have ever seen, and no one is brave enough to admit what the price tag of this issue was. We've already seen how the Democrat majority in the last couple of years have grossly underestimated the cost of their votes. Here's one that they obviously don't want to take the time to look at the price tag for.
Last question for Congressman Brian Bilbray. With Republicans coming to the majority, what type of legislation do you and your colleagues plan to bring forward on immigration in the next 2 years?
I think that the first thing we should start off with is requiring that any businessman who wants to claim a business deduction for hiring somebody needs to E-Verify to make sure that employee is legally in the country. The source of this problem isn't the border, isn't even people crossing the border illegally. It's those who are enticing people to come across with things like amnesty and in-state tuition to those who are actually the number one source is employers who are hiring them. And we should at least stop employers from getting that tax deduction unless they E-Verify to make sure somebody's legal before they hire them. I think that's some place that Democrats, Republicans, conservatives, and liberals can all come together as Americans and say, we need to do these common sense things that have been ignored for too long. And requiring that employers check before they hire somebody is a minimum that we should do, especially if they want to ask the American people to give them a tax deduction for doing it. We shouldn't be giving tax deductions for businesses breaking the law.
Congressman, we'll certainly be watching for the rest of this lame duck, as well as what Republicans put forward in the new Congress. Thank you, sir, for your time today.
Thank you very much.
California Congressman Brian Bilbray represents his state's 50th congressional district. He's also the chairman of the House Immigration Reform Caucus. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.